Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
I got a big ass.
And together, they're Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
I tell you what. You couldn't have scripted it any better.
We're picking early.
It's a payday Friday.
Well.
And the boss is at a quote-unquote off-site.
Stop.
I hope he's listening. I don't like when he ain't here, man. Really, I don't.
What's that?
I don't like when he's not here. I like
gosh.
To perform and know my boss is listening.
Oh, man. It's so nice to do a show without handcuffs.
Oh, boy. I do have to do something. I'm going to start the show with an apology.
Good.
What? Evan Giddings, I am sorry. You know, I got one job before I get on air, and it's to set my camera up. But I'm talking to Bonte, Shasky, Spadoni, and Carter, and he has to get in my ear and say, goo camera. I know camera, Evan. So I apologize this payday Friday morning because he has to deal with you driving us off cliffs all day, every day. I apologize, buddy, for not being ready. But I love people.
And that's what life's about.
I love people, and I just have 10 conversations at once. What up?
Yeah, this guy's got to clear out a little sooner.
It's like a hockey change.
It is.
Yeah.
It's like a pit, a NASCAR race.
Yeah, except NASCAR. They don't want to move fast.
No, they don't.
It's not a NASCAR.
That's what I said.
Sound like you said gar.
Don't do this. Hey,
he's the special guest.
Dude, we got a special guest coming up at 10:30.
Who is it? Yeah.
I'm wondering if we should drop dime now.
Well, then it wouldn't be a surprise. How long have you been in the business? Don't spoil it.
All right, so we just...
Say we got a special guest.
But
it could be Beyonce.
What if the guest turns out to be underwhelming... And then our listeners go, well, that wasn't a great guess.
No, we built it up.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, we got a special guest at 10:30.
Giants!
You're kind of nervous, aren't you, Steiny?
Please.
I'm like,
please.
I can see it in your eyes.
Please.
That shirt's still in the rotation. Got bacon collar.
No. This is the way
it's got the bacon collar.
No,
I get it.
It's got buttons. It's not.
From where I'm looking.
We'll ask the guest. We'll ask our guest at 10:30.
Yeah, that thing's got a 10-day contract.
It looks like Steakums, though. Remember Steakums?
Hold on. Let me.
What you got?
It doesn't look bad on the YouTube.
It's like the shirts in the Hanes commercials they use to show how good Hanes are.
No doubt. But you look fly, baby. Let's go.
Well,
NBA. Halliburton. Dude, what is going on?
Oh, here we go. Go ahead.
No, you said Oklahoma something. I'm going to give you credit for it. You did, Willard. You talked about Carlisle and just how good you might have said it. how good of a coach he is. But Sonny, real quick, if he coached his ass off, they didn't even play their best game. They never go away. And Tyrese Halliburton, Stein, he's got more game winners in the playoffs than some of the LeBron James. I'll stop. You know what I mean?
Halliburton's hit three game winners in the last 3 weeks, which is two more than Curry's had in 17 years. Just say it.
It was incredible.
Actually, I don't want to get on. I don't want to get under people's skin today.
Well, you naturally do.
No. Yeah. I take a shot at Curry just because Halliburton's leapfrogged him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
Curry may have a new coach. The rumors. What's going on in the world?
Where did that one come from again?
The New York morning show. The boss sent it to us. We got the sound. Evan's going to play it for later.
Okay.
Giants two in a row. New guys making contributions.
And that's what I told Evan yesterday when we were, we watched the game together, the end of it. You know,
you watched it where?
Cafeteria.
Cafeteria is right. Wow. What I was going to say was, Harvey Keitel in Pulp Fiction, let's not start
the wolf.
Because think about it. It's these two new guys who aren't really part of the future who just won the Giants their last two games. They're not going to be able to do that.
Oh, Ray helped too, Stoney. Stop. He pitched his ass off.
Nice little pitcher, but let me guess. And we do this all the time.
Buster, we trust.
With the Bay Area athletes. Yeah, you know, okay, Dominic Smith. What do you have? Big hit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, hits.
Yeah, you know who else? You know who else had a couple buckets for the Warriors? Alan Smilagic. Well,
but now you're doing what you said you don't want to do. Get under people's skin. It's just kind of funny. In a season that is so long, like Major League Baseball, 162 games, you go make DFA guys, you make moves around the edges, and I'm just be at the yard tonight, nobody asked. Early on, they're making contributions, and now you can give guys like Yaz rest, and you might can go back to that platoon, Charlie Sheen, if you want to, but I'm just saying, Buster's luck looks good right now in regard to who's Dominic Smith. Who's this? You know, who's Mr. Johnson? I'm just saying, Stoney, it's early, but damn, two in a row.
Yeah, no.
Since that day.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't, you don't have to.
I mean, I think they're the key to the future. Two guys you never heard of before 3 days ago.
Well, they're helping you get wins.
They got, they helped you get two. Yeah. They helped you get two.
That's the only two they played.
Well,
and that's what life's about.
And in fairness, they've helped the
bring your tone
Giants
down. Bring your tone down. The volume. Go ahead.
Nice one, Gil.
That's my new one. Yeah.
How did Domus do yesterday? Sack fly. I tell you what. You want to talk about situational hitting.
Stoney, you're trolling, though.
Listen, I've seen baseball for decades.
You did a podcast last night.
I did.
We're going to hear it.
Oh, cool. Can we play the whole thing?
What grade would you give yourself? Seriously.
I was pretty good. And like I was telling, I did the, what's it called again?
Garlic fries
and
baseball guys.
Yeah, garlic fries and sausage guys I did. And the it was with Sam Lubman.
No Shasky?
No. I took his place. But I was telling Lubman.
We'll try to.
It was so refreshing to talk baseball with Sam Lubman, because baseball just doesn't lend itself to the kind of talking that you do about sports. So
be careful there.
No, it was just really nice to just have a conversation about where the team is without hot takes and without outlandish predictions.
So
and
what did
it was
you
just
bring
a
to
real
the table?
Meaning.
Because that sounds like Lubman. What happened when you opened your mouth?
Well, I had a lot of good, he asked me a couple questions about something, and I said, Sam, that's baseball.
I hope we get that. Stoney, I hope we get that one if that was really said.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, this guy is a ball player.
Steve Kerr.
Let me see, who didn't come up? Patrick Bailey didn't come up.
I mean, why would he?
He hit a ball that would have been a homer the other night.
We don't
stadium.
Do what it could have and should have on this shit. Well, you could have went D1.
Hey, this is what we talked about. I said to Loveman,
Go ahead.
Oh my God.
No, go ahead. Tell me what you thought. Hurry up. Go ahead. We want to know.
Yeah, set it up, Sonny.
We just talked about how, had we done the podcast on Tuesday, everybody would have been miserable.
Oh, right. No,
but we did it on Thursday after the Giants had won two in a row, and
I got
everything's fine now. Like, when are you going to, like, goo, when are you going to learn?
No, you're talking to the Jackals. That's live study.
I wasn't a part of that. When are you going to realize that baseball has a rhythm all its own?
I like that.
Yeah.
And you create it.
I don't know,
what that means.
You create, if you're playing good baseball, you sustain the good juju, the good vibes. Yeah.
Ask me about their 32 runs in 16 games.
What do you think of the 32 runs in 16 games by the Giants?
That's baseball. That's baseball.
That's pretty good.
And for the Giants to have weathered that storm, and now the bats are booming, they've averaged 4.5 runs a game in the last two. And I think we got action.
Yeah. My guy, Apollo Crews, in the chat, our guy.
Yeah.
All caps. Goo wanted to trade the farm for Mike Trout the other day. Mm-hmm. Hey, I still want Trout, Apollo. I still want Trout.
I just realized who Steiny sounds like when he says that.
Oh.
Mark Jackson. Well, it's a make or miss league.
That man.
That's did your Ritter make get or that miss
from
league.
Mark?
Oh, I did not get that.
No,
from
did
Mark.
Ritter? Because that's the first time Raymond. 2018, we were over at the facility doing the show.
It's probably something that Mark Jackson thinks or says he made up, but he didn't.
I don't know why I live my life according to me. I feel like he's a candidate for the Nick.
Oh, I thought you said I feel like he's
Mark
a cancer.
Mark Jackson, Evan, I just feel like
he's not.
We find out he's not.
There might be a familiar name, though.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that on the other side.
Let's do it.
We're going to get half the Warrior fan base excited. Yeah, maybe 40% of the fan base excited.
Yeah.
But,
payday.
Speaking of the New York job, you know what bothers me more than anything?
You couldn't make it there.
That's true. Rick Pitino. What a clown.
Yesterday, that was Calipari. Go ahead.
I can't stand guys who take themselves out of a job they were never going to get in the first place. Oh, I have no interest in coaching the Knicks. Well, that's great because they have no interest in having you as a coach.
That's what you call finesse. Did he say that? I have no interest.
He did. All right. 888-957-9570. Special guest coming up at 10:30.
Yeah.
And we're going to have some fun today. The boss
is
in here.
We're efforting another guest.
Right. But the special guest is coming at 10:30. 10:30. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. The boss isn't here today, so if you want to call in and ask us anything, it doesn't matter.
Well, you can do that daily.
Yeah, but he's usually listening. He shouldn't be listening today. He's at an offsite. God, I love the ring of that. What's coming up on the game? Sponsored by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Mm-hmm. The world would be my lab.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One. Hey, welcome everybody to the pregame show.
Payday Friday.
Can I get through the intro?
You know what? That was too quick.
Sponsored by New Vodka.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Guru, let me thank you, man. I do want to thank you for helping me out with the pregame show that we're now doing on our social media. Sponsored by New Vodka, N-U-E Vodka. Look for it at your local bar, your local distributor. Ask for it if it's not there.
I got a bottle in the trunk.
I appreciate you helping me do those things, even though you're really not a part of it.
I think you said all that to tell people that I'm not a part of it. But yeah, I'm here for you, buddy.
No,
you've had my back at every turn.
Thank you, buddy.
Like ATCO, you're not a part of it, but...
Wait, of what?
ATCO Pest Control.
That's right.
But you always help me out.
That's true. How much you get from them, by the way?
Dude, how much you getting from Nui?
I haven't seen yet. Don't do that.
I know.
Don't do
from
that.
New
it's a sponsor.
Vodka, I got you.
Don't
you
say Nui.
I'm disappointed in your math game if you don't know what you're getting. I don't sign
I
on the dotted
do
line until
free.
I know the numbers.
Yeah, yesterday you said you knew everyone's contract at the station.
Oh, yeah, that was the biggest.
Yeah, sometimes I'm full of it.
Well, a lot.
I enjoy having fun at other people's expense, pretty much. Hey, did you hear, let's talk about the game last night.
Go ahead. I don't want to hear about ratings. If we're talking about basketball. It was incredible. I jumped up. Little Daryl jumped up. Mia jumped up. We bonded over a great game. Go ahead.
Well, God, there it is. Here it is. From the 925.
Who cares? I want to hear you.
I can't wait till Guru starts talking about the Pacers dynasty that's to come.
Well, they got a long ways to go.
Great game last night.
Well, you were doing two things at once. So did you really watch?
I missed the first quarter.
That bothers me. You missed tip?
They were down 9. Big deal. You know the Pacers are going to make a run.
Dude, they don't quit, man.
Nah, they're Halliburton's on a run.
Is he a superstar?
Yes,
Donnie.
He's a superstar. He's the best player on a team that's in the finals.
He could have been in a Warrior uniform. Could have been in a King uniform.
That would have taken foresight. All right?
Wow.
Not going to lie, I was at a cafeteria after we left Steiny. There was about 5 people. Every time he hit a shot, we could have had that guy. Yeah, he should have been a Warrior.
Let's do Evan, that's valid. Is any parking ticket? You had a chance. Don't tell me ain't other people missed it. I don't care. I'm trying to get the right answer. Steiny, just say it. They missed.
Who?
The Warriors.
Yeah, they missed on Wiseman.
Well, I was trying not to go there, but we're talking about Halliburton, man. Dude, man. I couldn't believe that ball went in.
Yet another decision impacted by one guy. everything for Steph. If everything's for Steph, you weren't going to draft Halliburton.
Oh, don't. You know,
they had Curry, Clay, and Poole. No room at the inn. Let's go big.
Carter brings up a good point.
Oh, what'd
you
say?
The Pacers win a championship. That's two-time champion James Wiseman.
No doubt. Yeah, quietly.
He's going to be the next Patrick McCaw.
Robert Horry. He contributed.
But Horry never played for the Warriors. That's the connection between Wiseman and McCaw. You see what I'm saying?
Take the base out. Yeah.
Hey, we got a special guest coming up in 8 minutes. I would just advise some of our listeners, make sure you check out the YouTube chat. Yeah. Go to YouTube, 95.7 The Game, and you'll be able to see who it is.
We got 800 on there now.
Well,
minus some.
A little.
They can see how many are on there.
Oh, they can see too?
Evan, it was to have fun. That was a joke.
All right, I'll tell you what.
I would never lie to the people.
Here's what I'll do. Okay, we got about 300 plus.
And I'm not going to hold the players accountable.
Let's see if we can get to 400 or 500, and here's how I'll do it. Our special guest is a woman.
Yeah, there we go. Look at it, right?
Let's see. Man. 329.
Look at it.
334.
Going once, going another. 340. Look at it. 330.
There you go. 330. See if we can get it to 500. We have a special guest. Sports, somewhat of a sports aficionado in her own right.
What do you make of OKC tinkering with their lineup? I did not like that.
Well, Goo, like you said, I didn't see the first quarter, so I didn't know
Hartenstein
they did that.
Hartenstein did not start.
Oh, did he not get it? How many rebounds did he get?
He covered. Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, thank God.
I'm giving money out. Anyway, when I saw him didn't start, he wasn't start, I was like, OMG, Becky.
Yeah, and they were up 12 the whole first half.
Dude, they had the game, but the Pacers just keep playing, man.
Collapse or comeback? I know where you're going to go.
Oh, come
collapse.
Back. No, comeback.
I have comeback.
No,
you have the negative.
Stop. Comeback. You are Mr. Negative. Can they pull this off?
Yes.
Carlisle? Steiny, he was a maestro at the end. Even though they got away with the foul, that was a foul.
Which one?
On OKC. They were trying to get a loose ball. Siakam got pushed to the ground. They called it out of bounds challenge, and it still was OKC's ball.
Right, right.
But ball don't lie, and that's why they lost. Because that would have been free throws on the other end. Yeah. No, Pacer gang.
They didn't get the call and they still won.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because they should have got the call. So the basketball guys rewarded them in a different way.
I got to tell you something.
Shay missed, honey.
I didn't know.
Had a little bunny.
Well, he's a choke artist.
No, he was balling.
Go ahead and say it.
No, he was balling.
I got a text from Carter last night and he's talking about the game. He's like, what? I've never seen anything like this. What happened? And I said, hey. Just say somebody choked. That's what works on Sports Talk Radio.
Carter texts me, but it was all gamble talk.
What's new?
So you're...
Oh, hey, Carter. How you doing, buddy?
Appreciate it, man.
I'll tell you what, though. There was a play that bothered the hell out of me.
Give it to us.
So, middle of the third quarter.
Let me see if I can guess it.
Miles Turner. Hey, Miles Turner.
Yeah.
Catches the ball at the three-point line.
Okay.
Holmgren's coming out to contest. He gives him a wonderful head fake.
All right.
Goes to the basket, comes to a jump stop. Holmgren flies by, he lays it in. They call a walk.
Yeah.
No guard in the league would have ever been called for a walk.
It's the finals, though, Steiny. It's the finals.
Hey,
we got a guess.
Let's welcome in Marcy Weiser. Oh, boy. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Are you okay?
Yeah, can you?
Just the three of us.
I appreciate you inviting me in to share my incredible sports knowledge.
Well, if you're not familiar with Marcy, she DJs 6 to 10 at Live 105. And we're trying to do more cross-promoting.
And she's also our friend.
Yes,
right?
We're
absolutely.
Family.
Thank
and,
you, Guru.
A former jazz dancer?
No.
I'm sorry.
Jazz fan.
Oh, jazz fan.
Jerry Sloan days.
God, I miss guys like him, Marcy.
Stockton, horny, I know.
Man. So,
such a jazz fan.
I got to think now, you're not a Michael Jordan fan, huh?
No, you know, I was really getting into the Warriors.
Oh,
I was bummed. I was so bummed. But and they kind of remind me of old school jazz. Just pulling off the wins in the end.
Look at her. She does her stuff, Steiny.
Cavs never won a title, Marcy. The Warriors have won four.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. So tell me about Live 105. How's it going? You've been here about a year, right?
Has it been a year?
Okay.
Not quite. Okay. September, October, it'll be a year.
Speaking of the mic, I don't know if this,
she's nervous.
This is a radio studio. It's the dojo.
I'm okay. I'm all right.
Well, that's good to hear. We're going to go down the sports teams in the Bay.
But before we do, I just want to invite myself somewhere. So you guys sound great when he comes in there. Yeah. I just want to let you know I'm available too. If you know, if he's ever out, you can't find him. I'm your. Yep.
I was going to pull out the little thing and I can't remember what it is.
That's a drop.
You are welcome in the studio anytime. Okay. I don't want
you
to sit here like a bump on a pickle.
Yeah.
Guru.
Oh, you heard that.
Mr.
Etchell, my science teacher, said that to me.
You are welcome. You are welcome to do anything with Marcy, but not from 8:50 to 9.
Oh, my God.
That's our time.
He's jealous. You
come in anytime, Guru.
I do want to ask Marcy one question. Because we're family,
right.
And I hope you don't judge me with this take, but it's real, and I just need your honest assessment of it, okay?
All right.
There's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And there's Father's Day, which is coming up next weekend. I don't feel like Father's Day get the same energy. You say what to them?
I think you're probably right.
I don't like this
so
at all.
So we're still cool. Yeah.
I mean... Oh, that's a tough, I mean, Guru. I'm
going to
get in trouble if I...
Yeah, I got you.
No, you know, dads get the ties and socks. Well,
what did you do for Mother's Day? What did you get a vacuum or a Cuisinart, anything like that?
My girls, they made me breakfast in bed.
That is awesome.
Went miniature golfing.
Okay.
And hung out, got some flowers.
Avocado toast?
No avocado toast.
Breakfast burrito?
Like a toast with gummy bears. It was the best.
Boy, they
went
put
all
in
out.
The effort.
I know.
Yeah, they
I
really
know.
Did. So the Giants, they are on a 2-game winning streak. Now, how much do you...
That's every side.
What just happened?
Yeah.
We have children running the show sometimes.
There's children running the show everywhere.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
They keep us young, though.
So have you been to a Giants game yet?
No, and listen, I don't know if I can afford to go to a Giants game.
I had tickets tonight. I should have invited her.
We got a friend. We know people, Guru.
Okay, because I wanted to go. I wanted to go Steph Curry night. When is that?
You broke that on Hurt the Show. When is that? It's coming up.
July 26th, I think.
And Steiny goes, he has to be there, right? Yeah, that's going to be awesome. I'm going to be there.
What's he going to do?
I think, Guru, we got to get you a meter. For Live 105. He's listening to the show.
Oh, no doubt. You guys got
to
keep going. Yeah, I love it.
Just get the ratings on my segment.
No,
that's all that matters.
No, but I can't wait. You'll be in the house for the Curry.
Yeah, that's. I would love to.
Have you met him before?
I have not.
Yeah.
Well, he's nothing special.
Please.
Trust me.
He's the man.
I've heard very good things about Curry.
Like what?
What a great, nice guy he is.
Well, hold on first. They told me to reset. So if you're just joining us, it's Steiny and Guru, and we're welcoming in Marcy Wiser, Live 105, big sports fan, and yet has not met Steph Curry, but has heard all about him.
Yeah, nice guy, right?
He's all right.
Does a lot in the community.
Everything.
Allegedly.
Yeah, right? Great dad, husband.
Well,
I'm jealous.
We're relying on hearsay for that.
No, we've met him. We talked to him. It's real.
We met a lot of people who aren't good husbands.
Marcy, have you met Carl Malone?
I have. I've interviewed
him.
How is he?
Cool dude?
He's cool dude.
But Carl!
Yeah.
Blackneck! That's what they used to call
him. They used to call him what?
Blackneck, because he's country.
Yeah.
He liked in the... Okay. Not re- yeah.
No, I got you. He's from Louisiana.
Yeah.
We're vibing over here.
How about Stockton?
Yeah, totally, yeah.
He's
back
a bore. I mean, he's
love
a bore.
I love that
How
guy.
How mean is that? And what if he
have
is?
Have you met him?
I interviewed him once, and it was...
Everybody's not Dave Chappelle, Steiny.
Right?
Gosh.
I mean, he's a basketball player.
Yeah.
He's fine.
I can't believe he just said that about him.
He's a little more shy.
Yes, exactly. That's what I mean.
That's fine.
Well, you didn't say it. You said
like shy
he's a
guys?
Bore.
You like wallflowers.
No. Hey, listen. I can appreciate a person for who they are.
Okay. Mm. Jerry Sloan? Did you meet the late Jerry Sloan.
I don't know. I don't know what was going on with Jerry.
That's a no. All right.
Did he pass away? It was cancer, right?
Yeah.
That was a bummer.
He actually is a great guy. No. Was a great guy. Jerry Sloan. So you haven't been out to a Giants game yet, but you're planning on going.
Yeah. I would love to get out there.
Can I give you a recommendation?
Please.
I would sit on the third level.
Okay.
Now you're going to think they're nosebleeds, but they're not.
Okay.
They're up there. Okay. But behind home plate, and then you can see the entire bay, the Coke bottle, the glove. Perfect. Great angle for the game. That's what I would recommend. And you know what? Up on that third level, tickets are a little more affordable if that's a concern.
And I like to say it's like going to a ball game and being in Mexico at the same time. When you look at the endless water, it's just, he doesn't understand it. But if you can get that visual, oh my goodness.
Right. It's just a cove.
I'm really looking forward to that. I am.
It is. Mm-hmm. And you should take the
uh-huh,
girls.
I will.
It's a great family environment.
I just had an idea.
Okay.
But us three or whoever, all of us, of Valkyries. Have you been to a Valkyrie
game? No, we'd love to.
Since the Warriors are off, we should do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a thing right now. Mm-hmm, they're a vibe, mm-hmm. is my kids. Mm-hmm. So Valkyries.
It doesn't sound like you get out much.
I'm a mom. I'm a taxi driver.
Uber. Yeah.
Robert De Niro.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Taxi driver.
Taxi driver, the movie.
The movie.
Not his best work, guys.
So if you're not familiar with Guru, he's...
I'm a
known,
movie buff.
Yeah, he's known for
be careful.
No, anytime somebody says something that's a song lyric or something,
wow.
He'll have to mention the artist.
If you said Thriller, I'd be Michael Jackson.
Sure. Yeah. I get that.
He'd be like, do it for this. You know this one. So, you know, Marcy, that would be your prerogative.
Bobby Brown.
I like to see you get it.
Yeah.
You absolutely get it.
Oh, you're dropping movie lines all the time, Stein.
Well, I, you know.
Oh, Stein.
Stein.
No, I like Stein.
Steinman,
yeah,
Stein.
I think I like Stein. Of Stein?
Steinmeister?
It's, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Steiny Center?
That's good.
Call me, you know, whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Take your coat off. You're making me hot, and I'm in a sweater.
Why are you wearing a coat in
I'll tell you
here.
Why.
It's hot in here.
It's June. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of bacon collar?
What?
Exactly. Exactly. Why don't you tell her?
When your collar is kind of wilted like his is, and it looks like bacon. Oh, I didn't mean to make her laugh. You told me to tell her. But that's bacon collar.
So is that why you had your coat on? Because you have bacon collar?
Because I didn't want him to remember that he had been making fun of me about it.
And I'm in a sweater in June.
Yeah, you better have a heavier jacket for tonight.
Yeah, I got one in the car.
This is San Francisco. It's sweater weather year-round.
Yeah.
Different times of day.
Now, what other markets have you worked in, if you don't mind me asking?
You name it.
Atlanta.
Except Atlanta.
Boston.
No Boston.
Detroit.
Okay, never mind.
Chicago.
Los Angeles.
Oh, LA.
New York. Seattle. Utah. Arizona. Washington, D.C.
How long were you in New York? I take it you were in Manhattan?
A little over a year. And then they flipped formats and they laid everybody off.
Oh.
But except for me, and they said, Washington, D.C. will take you. Do you want it? And I said, well, I don't want to be unemployed in New York City, so yeah.
How was that?
Well, it was cool.
D.C.?
New York's too much.
So much history there.
Where?
D.C.
Oh, I thought you were talking about New York.
No. I was going to ask you, I just went recently to L.A. Did you get tired of it?
No. Great weather.
L.A.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Where'd you live?
Culver City.
I'm not asking for your address.
I don't live there anymore, so it's...
Culver City?
Yeah.
L.A.?
Is that close to Woodland Hills? I used to date a young lady when I was single in Woodland Hills. Yeah.
That's nice.
Ritzy.
So it's good to know that New York got the best of you, too. I've had my struggles in New York also.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big city.
Yeah, it is.
And Guru, Guru's kind of owned it.
But I'm a little upset, Marcy. I wanted to get out to Bottleneck last week. You were out there. How was that?
It was awesome. It was a very cool festival.
All ages, all walks of life.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Did you say Bottleneck?
Yes, he did.
Bottle Rock.
And then I was going to correct you, and then I thought that I didn't want to be rude.
No.
No.
Kevin, did
that's
I say
that's your job, Steiny.
To be rude?
Bottleneck and rope. Yeah.
The Guru and I have an agreement that if we ever misspeak, present a fact that's not a fact.
Yeah.
We try to help each other out. So, who'd you see?
Bottle Rock.
Yeah,
Green Day was there. Sublime was there.
Oh, Sublime.
Yeah, those were the.
Now, do you know the lead singers of both those bands?
We were there. We were hanging. I just caught up with Dre Cool. I didn't catch up with Billy.
Do you ever get nervous interviewing?
I don't. You can't ask me to, and then you play the drip, and then that turns into this weird braggy thing.
Yeah. Show your stuff.
I'm not. I'm just going to sit here.
Yeah. Well, she is awesome, man.
Relax.
She can come in anytime, unannounced. You're now family.
All right. Awesome. So.
Careful what you.
Green Day and Sublime. What's that one song Sublime has that I like?
They've got many.
What's their most famous?
Doing Time.
Sing it for me.
You like the, I think you said one day that you liked, was it you? Said that you liked the Lana Del Rey cover?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Summertime Sadness, right? Summertime Sadness. All right.
Snotty's got a voice. Sometimes. You know,
do you play guitar?
I lick guitars. So Sublime, they've got Santeria, What I Got.
I like Santeria.
Wrong Way, Smoke Two Joints, we play it all.
Oh, that's them too?
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. Caress Me Down. What, great one.
What do you mean?
Waiting for
so
my
So you don't play guitar?
No, I don't. My daughter plays.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's great.
That sounds...
I never played the instrument. How about yourself?
Piano.
Uh-oh.
I've tried guitar, and I am terrible.
Steiny?
I'm terrible.
Instrument?
That's
our answer.
No.
Why not? No rhythm?
No, it's like, I made a mistake. I should have picked up an instrument when I was younger. Yeah. There's a drop for you, Evan. And
I could see you playing the trumpet.
Triangle.
Wow, Steiny.
Kettle drum.
Yeah.
Kettle drum. And what was the other thing I was thinking about? I kick myself every day, Marcy and Guru, for not learning a second language.
Well, there's still time. You're not dead.
No, but it's quite an investment and very busy. Very busy. Like after every show, it seems like we have plans after every show, Guru.
Yeah. Well, you and
what
Evan,
are you doing?
They've kind of phased me out. It used to be the three of us. Now I come in and find out. I didn't even get an invite, but you know, I don't let it bother me or get to me. Like yesterday.
Steiny, that's what's going on.
I don't
on
know.
There.
We're fading.
Sometimes we, you know how conversation will just end of its own volition. Sometimes that happens with Guru and
she
I at the end of a
therapist.
Show.
Yeah.
So you're not coming out today?
Oh, of course I am.
Okay. Right.
Is the sun yellow?
Yeah.
What do you got going, lady? You want to meet us out? You're not going to be the only woman. We have a lot of, it's a mixed group.
How about this?
Yeah.
You guys come to me today, and then I stay in the city next week.
Oh.
Could work.
I have to do a podcast. At
she said you guys.
But she lives up near Ukiah, don't you?
Oh, boy.
I'm that way. I'm north.
Marin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a long way, Goo.
Yeah, they got some
that's
good happy hours
bridge.
In Marin, I hear.
Is that a commitment?
Rick Tittle told me. Marin is nice.
How does he know?
Yeah.
He's an Oakland guy. When I were talking about somebody Marcy has no idea about. So is this everything you thought it would be?
This is great. It's hot in here, though.
Yeah.
You guys dying?
Well, I was till I took my jacket off.
Maybe it's just a hot flash.
You're listening to the wonderful voice of Marcy Weiser.
Yeah.
She's on with Steiny and Guru. You can
I
hear
don't
her
want her to
10.
Leave you because you come across different. Stay! Stay!
6 to 10, live 105. You can hear her playing those alternative songs. Go ahead.
Is this not normal, Steiny?
It's not. Because he's on good behavior. He's being polite. And usually he's just yelling and anything I say is bad. So,
I will say.
This is not. Sorry, Steiny.
You sports dudes are loud.
Now that hurt.
You're talking about Shasky.
Yeah, she has to be.
Shasky.
Well, Bonte
all
was
day
in
long.
Here today,
all day
too.
Long.
Yeah.
I can just hear yelling coming from the studio all day.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's Willard and Dibbs.
No, it's the morning show because that's when Marcy
no,
works.
No, it's you and I too.
No, it's not. She's not even here when we do our
yes,
show
I,
most
I'm,
of the time.
I hear you guys.
She's trying to tell us politely we need to take it down a notch. That's what she's telling us.
No, you guys do your thing.
Yeah, we fight, but we love each other.
Yeah.
The boss is out today. That's one of the big reasons.
Is that why I'm here?
Yeah. He's at an offsite, Marcy.
Well, what? So what? Is he listening? Is there a chance he's listening?
Yeah, Marcy, that's a good question. Is that? The boss is out. Like, we're grown. I hate when he does. Who cares? The boss is out. Like, you're going to come in late? I don't understand. I hate that.
Are you worried?
I'm not sure I like this guru either.
Yeah. I got
this is an emboldened guru. No. Now I got... No, I'm sure it, yeah, he's listening on the Odyssey app. And
right.
Of course, he'll be able to rewind this segment if he just is joining.
And it could be brought to you by maybe somebody listening. We got something going on
That's
Fridays.
True. You want to make this a...
I do, but I think what you're saying is Boss Man isn't going to be welcoming of...
Oh, no, he will.
Yeah, no,
he's told us that Fridays don't matter, so you're welcome here.
Ouch. Ouch.
We love you.
All right.
That's what life's about.
All right, that's the drop. You don't use drops on your show.
I got one question
okay,
for
hurry
before
up.
You go.
Okay,
Michael
okay,
Jackson,
okay. Yes.
Off the Wall or Thriller?
Thriller.
Evan says Off the Wall, and that's my girl, because Thriller is it.
I mean.
Yeah, Evan, there you go, baby.
Who's your first concert?
We're not doing
no,
that.
No, this is real, because does she know yours?
I don't know.
Oh.
No. How would she know mine?
What's yours?
Rick James.
Wow.
Bitch.
Go figure. Yeah. Cut. Super freak. Yeah.
You.
She is awesome.
Have a mouth.
Sorry. Is that my potty
Rick
mouth?
He's only one. It was an all day concert. Rick James, Kool and the Gang, War.
Yeah.
Atlantic Star.
Nice.
There you go. All right. Well,
you're awesome. Have a great weekend.
It's break time and have a great weekend. Marcy, thanks for joining us.
See you
next Friday.
We'll
probably be able to do it again.
Right. Sounds good.
Don't go anywhere because I guess we got to get back to sports on the other side. 95.7, the game. I'm done discussing sports.
You guys are.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.